This is Sean with Voices of Saint Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Jami Ali. How are you?
Good, thank you. How about you?
Good. So, is your husband David?
Yeah, my husband is David.
And then do you have any children?
Yes, we have two. We have our oldest is Isabel, and then Sam is our youngest.
Okay. So how did you originally get connected with Saint Joan of Arc?
Actually, through a parishioner that was going to Joan of Arc at that time. His name was Michael O'Brien. He's a friend of a friend. He was actually the American family that hosted my friend when she moved. I'm originally from Panama, so when she moved here, that was their host family. And through them, once we had the children, they strongly recommended that we, you know, looked into St. Joan of Arc, and we did, and it was such a blessing. So our daughter started there in kindergarten, and then our son started there. Well, Father Guy baptized them, so we've been there ever since.
That's great. So what are some of the committees or groups or activities you've gotten involved with?
Well, the main one I would have to say is the women's ministry. I help, you know, direct the women's ministry for maybe around 10 years, I believe. And I'm still an active participant. And we've done a little bit of everything in the ministry, from taking bus trips and, for example, one of our trips that we did was to St. Mainrads while Father Hunter was a seminarian there. So he led our tour, and it was great to have him do that for us. So that was really special. And we did a few other bus trips. We had also done Women of Faith dinners and, you know, some community work, some, like we host also, like, the senior luncheons every month, to share a little bit of time with our seniors too. So different activities, I guess I would have to say that another one of my, most loved ministries is now being part of the Eucharist, the setup for Eucharistic adoration. So I've also have been part of doing the one the monthly adoration for, I think it's been more than 10 years, and it has enriched my life greatly, my faith. It has been great to have just an hour, even a monthly hour, just dedicated to the Lord. And I truly love that. And it showed me so much. And now I have committed at the parishes around St. Joan of Arc too, to do a weekly adoration. So adoration for me is extremely important as I continue to journey my faith.
That's great. So who would be some of the people that has really stood out that you've like to give a little appreciation to, you've been able to work with in the different groups?
Oh my goodness, so many. Of course, she's no longer there. She's no longer working there. But Marianne Schaefer was an extreme important part of the change. I before I started going to St. Joan of Arc, I had been away from the church maybe for about 20 years. So she helped me, kind of guide me, get through that transition from being a non-practicing Catholic to a practicing Catholic. And she actually, you know, opened the door for me to help me get baptized, my son. And then she would be instrumental in that journey. Another person that she is deceased now, we've met so many people throughout the year. So at one point in a mass, Father Guy had spoken of a woman that was homebound, and that he wanted to see if there were parishioners that would come over to her house and just, you know, fellowship with her. So I did, through another friend, introduced us, and she became a really close friend. And during that time of the change in my transition from a practicing Catholic, I mean, she was a great light also. And even to this day, she's deceased since 2013. And I try to even visit her at the cemetery once a year, at least. So she was a dear friend, and her name was Vernell Hart. And let me see, Melinda Rivelli, I certainly admire her strength, her commitment, her courage to do so much, and she's extremely smart, and I certainly feel very supported by her guidance as well. Certainly Father Guy has been an extreme piece in my faith formation. He, as a theologian, he's you know, very knowledgeable, and it's good to be able to trust that. So those are probably a few related to the ministries. I had many names that I could probably think about. Kelly Conkle is the one that is leading now the women's ministry, and she's been very helpful. She brings out so much energy and a true genuineness to the group, the women's group. So I certainly appreciate that. So yeah, that's there is another person, that lady that does the Eucharistic ministry, D. Janik. She's also been really helpful.
That's great. Well, I really appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to just say in general about the church?
Well, it's just had brought us a really good foundation, I think, at least for me, for the faith, as you know, kind of as we journey, we grow. So my children went both to St. Joan of Arc school, and the friends that they had made there are going to be friends for life. They still in touch with them, and they get together. So the family feeling and the community feeling has always been part, an important component too, for our family. So as we grew as parents, they also help us grow. I mean, as our children grew, it also supported and helped us grow as parents.
Sure.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does. Totally. It totally does. All right. Well, Jami, I really appreciate your time today and being able to share with the other parishioners. But I'm gonna close this one out, but if you could just please stay on the line.
Okay, thanks.